Feelings. Feelings like I've never lost you. And feelings like I've never have you. Again in my heart.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show. Feelings, huh? You know, it's funny. This is Bruce Allen, the Bruce Allen Show. I didn't know what my producer was going to put up for music today because usually I choose the music, but today I was a little late and a little lazy, and I foolishly gave him the freedom to do whatever he wanted, and I think I'm going to have to, you know, replace that off air for the rebroadcast. Feelings. I am so tired of hearing about feelings. If you are with any woman in your life ever, you will hear nothing except feelings. You hurt my feelings. Those are the four words we actually dread the most. It is time for Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams. Pastor Drew has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the past 6 years. He's also in the heart of his doctoral work right now through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. And Pastor Drew and his wife live in Westlake Village, California. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Always a pleasure. Boy, off air, I was trying to get some sympathy from you, having to wake up at 5 every day for my doctoral work, and you reminded me that that's not that abnormal. And you get up at that time every day.
Well, I get up that time, and I bet you are too. I get up that time not because I have to, but because I want to. I am so excited to get to the computer and write and respond to all the people that are in my life because of what I'm doing now. I got to believe that a degree of that greets you at 5 a.m. when it's dark out.
Well, there's so much more quiet, more space. I actually go into my office and I can get so much done. There's no knocks on the door. And I find my best writing is in the morning. I don't know if that's the same for you, but I am now really enjoying that time.
Well, once I had kids, my whole life turned upside down as far as my schedule. I was never a morning person. And once you have children, especially babies, you don't have a choice but to be at least up in the morning. You can fight it all you want. But so I actually, 18 years ago, around the time my son was born, because he's almost 18, I flipped and all of a sudden I became a morning person.
Wow. Now here it is, a pattern in your life.
Yeah. No, I like it. I get more the same exact reason you just stated. Okay, so I've been asking my guests today. I'm going to start with continue with you. I think you know I have a comic strip.
Yes. Yep.
Which is based, some people think it's based on me, but of course it's not. And some people think it's based on my son, but he isn't anywhere near that smart, good looking, or clever. I didn't say that, but he doesn't listen to the show. And I'm nowhere near that fat, dumb, and bald. So we've been doing the strip, and I think it's been growing. And I'm really proud that there's a new artist coming aboard. And we are repurposing it and reinventing it. It's going to premiere in its new incarnation in a week. But I need a new title. I don't have really a good one now. I've just been calling it the Dad's Point of View comic strip, which or the Dad's Point of View comic, which you can find at BruceAllen.com exclusively. So I've come up with three names. I'm going to give you the three names, and I would like your gut reaction, what you like best.
Great.
Okay? Here they are. Because I Said So is number one. Number two is Dad, D-A-A-A-A, Dad. And I don't know how to convey the whininess in writing, but that's the intent. And the third one is OMG Dad! Exclamation point. OMG Dad, which of course you know what that means. I know you're going to say no to that one, just given your pastoral rank. But actually, I don't know that. What do you think?
You know, I think the first one.
Three for three.
Really?
Wow.
Wow, at least there's some consistency.
Wow,
that's good.
I love this. I'm also asking my listeners to tweet or email me their opinions, and if they come up with a better name, that I will give them a book, a signed book, and a copy of my limited edition poster. But right now, Because I Said So is leading. We will ask Jim Scheinberg in the next segment, and we'll see if we're four for four. This is incredible. Thank you.
Well, I think, well, my opinion is I think that title spans age groups.
Mm-hmm.
What I've noticed is, especially working with adolescents, when adults use LOL, OMG, any sort of tech speak, they roll their eyes.
Very interesting.
Which is interesting. Even though you're speaking the way they're speaking, they think, oh.
Well, the moment you get on one of their sites, they don't want to be on it anymore.
Exactly.
Now that all of my and your generation are on Facebook, the young kids are going, well, I don't want to be there. If my dad's there, I don't want to be there.
And I think that phrase, because I said so, resonates. in some ways, with a phrase that many of us heard growing up, whatever generation you're from, a parent said it, and internally we kind of groan, but that can be a great place for a comic strip to start.
Ah, I love it. What a genius I am to come up with that name.
Love it. 3 for 3, that's good.
Well, good. Let's see if we hit 100 with Jim coming up, because none of you guys are getting our pre-recorded. This is all live, and I know Jim is busy making money until the 10 seconds before we go on air, so there's no way he's listening. Anyway, Pastor Drew, what would you like to talk about today?
Boy, so much. One thing I had mentioned off air I'm just so proud of is the church I work with and for. I've been here for 6 years. A close friend of mine just got hired in this new role. It's this whole new area in our church for special needs, people who are parents, who have family members, who have various types of disabilities. And I'm just so proud of this direction that our church is going, because I think in the same way that you're going to be caring for the girl in Ghana, mm-hmm. I think that there's so many great moments in our life where we can look past the mainstream and the popular and look for the fringe and those who are on the margins and care for them. And I love what you're doing with the girl in Ghana, and I've been following your website, finding out more information. I'm looking forward to what we're going to do there. And I just think it's so wonderful that this new friend of mine's gotten hired. His name's Eric. And they're throwing an ice cream social this upcoming October 1st for anybody in the community who has family members, kids, parents with special needs.
That's wonderful. Did you also hear that the Special Needs Olympics will be in L.A. this year?
Will it really?
Yeah.
That's great. You know,
you might want to let your guy know and figure out some tie-in with the church.
That's fantastic.
Just so you all know, Calvary Community Church is in Westlake Village, California. If you're anywhere within 100 miles, it is worth the drive. It's a wonderful community. Pastor Drew is one of several absolutely dynamic clergy, and they all speak, and it's a joy to go there. Trust me, you'll feel good.
That's great. So, that October 1st, there's going to be a barbershop quartet.
Oh, gosh, I love that.
The strolling entertainers, games, and old-fashioned ice cream, and it's 2:30 to 5:30 October 1st. I'm excited. Right. I'm going to show up.
Well, for my Ohio listeners on WHK in Ohio, I think you should fly in for this.
Barbershop quartet, I think it's going to be wonderful.
Yeah, and if you could ever hear Pastor Drew in person, it is a joy. So that means he'll have to give a speech now.
There we go.
Believe it or not, Pastor Drew, we are almost out of time, but I do want to just let my listeners know that the girl in Ghana that you're referring to is a young girl that I become friends with through social media who needs some dental work done. And she's 13 years old, and her permanent teeth grew in behind her baby teeth in front. So she is totally self-conscious and won't smile. And I want to bring her to Los Angeles, where I found a wonderful dentist in Santa Barbara that will do the dental work for free. And I will put her up with my family for the time it's necessary, plus some fun time. And we are going to have a fundraiser coordinated with Pastor Drew and Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village to raise the money for her flight. So I will give you more details on that later. Speaking of details, where can my listeners find you, Pastor Drew?
Well, I've been blogging at a website called WeWillSingANewSong.com.
Well, I am going to tell my listeners you need to go there because I said so. Thank you, Pastor Drew.
Always a pleasure. Thanks again.
Okay, it's time for another break. Do I need to vamp a little here, Richard? No, it's time for another break. We will be back with Jim Scheinberg and Family Financial Matters. This is Bruce Allen of The Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view.
Locality to have a heap and help and offer their hospitality. Beverly Hillbillies, that's what they call them now. Nice folks. Y'all come back, yeah?